This is DH Radio and CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. Hey, look, listen to this. This is straight off the website. I'm just going to read this to you guys. Their name comes from a line in a 1936 British movie based on a book by H.G. Wells. Their passion comes from the same inner wellspring that has fueled every great artist who has ever picked up a brush, an instrument, or a pen. And their music comes from their hearts and their desire to share their feelings and experiences with the rest of us. The sheer joy they exhibit on stage marks them as old souls with an abundance of youthful energy and an understanding of entertaining an audience far beyond that of most performers their age and older. On the phone with me now, Mercedes Arnhorn, Phoenix Arnhorn, and David Blake Dixon, who make up Courage My Love.
Awesome.
Hi, guys. Hey, you know what? It's so funny. When I started listening to your music and was preparing for this interview, one of the things that I found really, really refreshing is how authentically bright-eyed all three of you are. I think there's a real movement in a lot of rock and roll, or a trend in rock and roll, to be a little bit precious and almost like untouchable. And you guys are just so wide open. It's beautiful stuff.
That's a big deal for us because, while it's kind of cool to have that untouchable thing where people, you know, they always assume that you're, you know, really famous and everything like that, that you're like, you're not even human. We never really were into that whole thing. We wanted to be really accessible to our fans and everything. Like, we have an email that our fans can email us at, and we check it all the time. And like, on Twitter, we're pretty active, and, you know, Facebook and everything like that. So it's just like a big deal. We've always wanted to be really close to our fans, and, you know, and the truth is, we're not like mega super close. Like, we haven't done like, we haven't played the huge stadiums or anything like that, you know. Like, we're just like some like teenage, you know,
we like, we play video games and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
teenager in the world. So.
Okay, now, first of all, it would probably be interesting for the listeners to know how old you guys are, because that was really a shock to me.
Okay. Well, my sister Phoenix and I are twins, so we're both 18.
Mm-hmm. And I'm 19.
That's just like mind-blowingly fantastic. It's so it's so great. You know what? I do want to say that I'm pretty sure that you're not alone in the playing video games thing, even in the big gigantic rock and roll. I have a feeling that just about any band where that has members under 40 or probably over that too are probably all playing video games. It's just that you know, you guys are willing to tell it like it is, and I love that.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So now, one of the things that really surprised me, you guys have a sound that's that really it's about energy. It's about this. I don't know. It's not like, but it's, and yet there's this thing to it. I could never say easy listening because of what that becomes, but it's a kind of rock and roll that makes you at ease. It makes you want to have fun. It makes you want to keep listening. It makes you have that album on repeat. So what fun, what is it that has driven you guys to decide this is it? We're going to make music. First of all, being sisters and
that's the hope, you know, is that people, you know, whenever they see us live and we're doing like hard stuff, we just want them to think that we're like, you know, having fun and just totally at ease and, you know, not, you know, working our butts off. So that's kind of what we want.
Yeah, because when people are like, when they look like they're having fun on stage and, you know, like they don't look like they're struggling, then the audience feels at ease too. So
yeah.
Exactly. Now, how did you come to choose your... Now, okay, I get the whole idea. Maybe I'll ask David to answer this one. Now, the name of the band coming from a line in a 1936 British movie based on a book by H.G. Wells. Like, that right there is... That's another thing that kind of blew my mind as I thought, okay, you know, there's a little... driving force of something sort of intellectual and sort of a different face of music. How is it that you came to choose to discover that and choose it as your name That's important.
Well, actually, I wasn't in the band at the time as the name was chosen.
I'm going to get you to answer anyway.
The twins were just watching the movie. I guess they were brought up watching all the old classics. And the name really stuck out to them because it was something positive. There's enough band names out there that are all negative and creepy and gory that, you know, like, music is something positive, and that's what we wanted our name to be. Well, what they wanted our name to be.
Yeah.
I'm really
we're not one of those bands that's like, brush your teeth, kids. It's like, she's up before you went to the house. It's not like we're the Will Smith of, like, you know, punk or anything like that. But we're definitely really positive, and, like, you know, we try and write lyrics that are relevant to today and to, like, you know, stuff like that. And we also wanted our name to be totally neutral, so, you know, you have to actually listen to our music to guess what our genre is.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's really true. And it's a great thing, because as you grow and, like, your interests change or your influences change, and they probably will, you'll be able to grow with it. That's a name that will grow with you. You know, it's not like you named yourselves Slaughterhouse 3, you know, like,
yeah, which, exactly. Yeah.
Which probably would have been okay too. You know, it would have been such an interesting surprise for people to listen and go, wow, wasn't, yeah, this is a lot happier than
yeah, that's awesome.
You can use that as a song title. I've given it to you as a gift.
Or have, like, a really, like, upbeat name, like the Lovely Little Butterflies, and then, like, some crazy hardcore metal band.
Exactly. Well, you know, you gotta keep them guessing somehow.
Yeah.
All right. So now back to this family dynamic. That really spoke to me, because I have nieces who are identical twin girls, and they, as opposed to nieces who are identical twin boys. What am I saying? Anyway, I have nieces who are identical twins, and they have. I can see the closeness with them as well too. It's not mysterious to me of how can sisters remain in a band, it's particularly with twins, because there just is that that kind of energy. But do you feel like what's the impact on that, because there's just three of you and who are essentially doing this and up there on stage, what about that family dynamic? How does your family feel about it, and how do you feel about that family dynamic on stage?
I think it really works. Like, you know, there's ups and downs. Like, my family is really supportive and everything, so I'm really lucky that way. And, I mean, all the families in the band are really supportive. Phoenix and I think we make a good team when we write songs. And, you know, I think this just goes without saying, not just for Phoenix and I, but for the whole band, is that we all have each other's back, like, on stage and off stage. So I feel like, you know, it was really hard for Phoenix and I to try and find a third member who could kind of tap into our, I don't know, creative energy,
yeah,
or whatever you want to call it. Like, you know, because we're kind of on our own wavelength when we write and when we jam and stuff. You know, it might be hard for someone or intimidating for someone else to kind of just jump into that.
Yeah.
But David, you know, he was almost like a perfect fit,
yeah,
right away.
Well,
like,
I was
less like a first band practice, like audition. Like, there was no awkwardness at all. It was just like a jam session. So, and right away, just like, he almost feels like he's part of the family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's so, like, in tune with everything that we want to do.
It's funny, I have this feeling about what David's like as a person now.
Because
I was just gonna say that there's probably this laid-backness that I think you would have to, it doesn't mean that there's not intensity, but there has to be a laid backness about a person to a certain extent to be able to just be like, you know what, this is what this is. I want in on this. I want to be a part of it, and I feel a part of it.
Yeah, because he's in the middle of, like, Phoenix and I when we're writing, and it's like, no, it's supposed to be like this. No, it's like that. Blah, blah, blah. And then David will just be like, hey, guys,
yeah,
it's like, okay. It's like the line from Spinal Tap, like, the, she's the fire, I'm the ice, and
yeah.
David is, like, lukewarm water in the middle.
That's so perfect. I love it. Hey, now, okay, if we look at your past, you were it was a stage winning Battle of the Bands, man, that kind of brought it all together, and now you're touring, and I really feel like this is a great opportunity for audiences and music lovers to see you, because I don't think it's going to be that long that you'll be playing these smaller venues. It's something that's leading to a bigger broader audience, so it's time now. What is to come for Courage, My Love? What kind of plans, or like, if you think about it in terms of Scrooge, we've got like the Ghost of Christmas Past, Christmas Present, Christmas Future. What is Courage, My Love's future? What now? Not that we're gonna be all psychic or anything, but what what is it? What's to come? What are you guys working on?
That's a good question. Like, we just finished filming a music video. It's our third music video, so we don't have that many music videos, but it's our third one. It's my absolute favorite. I actually just watched it this morning, like the first cut. I love it so much. I don't want to give anything away, but yeah, it's awesome.
Which song is it for?
It's for our new single, Anchors Make Good Shoes. It's on the EP.
Yeah, right on. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that one. I have an anchor tattoo on my, just like Popeye, on my right arm. So
no
when
way!
I saw that, I was like,
that's
yep.
Awesome. I bet you're like really tough. You read a lot of fish.
And yet I'm extremely goofy and the mother of two little boys. So it's like a weird,
awesome.
A bit of a strange combination. And I'm just going to keep it that way. Well, I've got to say, like the videos for Bridges and Barricade are definitely ones for the listeners out there. They just want to have a little bit more of an idea of the visual. That's I really recommend that. And that's great to know that Anchors for Shoes is coming too. That's amazingly beautiful. All right. I'm going to close off with another little bit that I read on your on the Courage My Love website that I just thought was, I thought this was the perfect thing to end with, because you're coming to Sherbrooke February 24th, and that's just that, what a treat for the Eastern Township's rock and roll scene, who just, you know, at Woodstock Bar on top of it. Guys, it's $10 for the show. We can find that in the couch, you know, so go dig through your couch and your coat pockets and scrounge up that $10 everybody can to see Courage My Love on February 24th at Woodstock Bar. Now I'm going to close off with this one, guys, because I think this is just the way to go.
Thanks for having us. Thanks
so wonderful. And we're going to record a little shout out right after this. So stay with me. I'm going to end off with this little bit here, and then we'll do a little shout out. Courage My Love want to play for the world, one stage, one club at a time. Now is their time, and now is the time for you to see them and hear them and watch them become what they've always wanted to be. In the finest tradition of all the great rock bands, past and present, this is real music, real passion, real rock. Courage My Love, more rock than we deserve. I thought that was so beautiful. I can't take credit. That's from the website for Courage My Love. And
that was written by this guy, Robert Sagarini, or Bob Sagarini, as we call him, and he was in, like, this band in the 80s or 70s or something called Sagarini Band.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know, he's just the best, you know? Like, he's kind of seasoned, you know, like, but he's, like, a really cool cat.
And he's still up on all the trends and everything.
He's still up on all the trends, definitely. He comes out to our Toronto shows, and he's just, like,
he's a great guy.
Yeah, and he writes for like this article, so he has a really nice way with words and a turn of phrase and everything.
Well, it's clearly somebody, when you have, nobody knows better than me what it means to have that rock passion. Like, I'm not going to be necessarily the one on stage. I like to be the one who's doing this, who's telling the stories, and I'm sure that Bob is like that as well too. You know, and when you've got it, like, he's clearly got a gift with words. So and just told it like it was. You guys really have brought together something that is fantastic to the music scene, and on stage here, February 24th. Thank you so much. You guys have just been wonderful. So
thank you. Like, we're really looking forward to coming. We love Quebec. We love Montreal. Like, you know, anytime we can come back. And Phoenix, they're both 18. And in Ontario,
so. That makes a difference. So Mercedes Phoenix and David of Courage My Love, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.